Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us
now. Uplifting, wasn't it?
On the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Man who covers the Browns, covers everything else going on in Northeast Ohio sports for the News Herald. He is our buddy Jeff Shadell. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi, guys. I tell you right now, my net worth is not worth $30 million or $75 million.
Is it closer to 30 cents or 75 cents?
Wow. What are you saying about the News Herald, Andy?
It's nothing about the News Herald. It's the stupid business the three of us all decided to get into.
Yeah.
We all know better, don't we?
Yeah.
But we have fun. That's the most important.
That is true.
That is true.
And I'm not digging ditches, as I have in the past in my previous life.
It's even fun, Jeff, when you're covering controversial stories like the Browns signing a running back who is getting ready to be suspended for an altercation in a hotel with a woman. What do you think of the Kareem Hunt signing?
Well, it is a puzzle. I think he deserves a second chance. And whether this is the right spot for him, I'm not sure of that. But he had a very tough upbringing. We all know that. You guys have been talking about that now since the Browns signed him. But he has the best place for him to be is around a football team. And I think that is going to be good for him.
Jeff, did you have to cover him in high school?
I did not.
You didn't? Okay.
Because usually, of course, I was covering the Browns whenever he was playing. So I did not see him in high school.
But you're the paper of record for his hometown team. That's why
right. I did talk to him. They had a send-off for him at a pizza place in downtown Willoughby before he went to his first training camp with Kansas City. He seemed like a very kind young man at that time.
So what do you think this does to the Browns running back situation? Who becomes expendable? Are all three there, or do you have to wait to see what the commissioner says? What does this do to the Browns running back situation?
Well, you have to wait for sure to see what the commissioner says. If he's suspended for half the season, and I'd be shocked if it's fewer than six games. So you can't really make any moves until he comes back. But I believe he's a better receiver than Nick Chubb. So I think this does make Duke Johnson expendable.
That said, Jeff, I've screamed for a couple of years that they don't give Duke Johnson the football enough. Will they give, and it's a different regime, obviously. Freddie Kitchens wasn't here for most of it. Will they give Kareem Hunt, once he's eligible to play football, the ball enough to make it seem like you've got a two-running-back system?
Well, they certainly should, Jeff. And I agree 100% on what you said about Duke Johnson. And I looked at the numbers. I don't have them right now off the top of my head. But he touched the ball about 70 fewer times last year than he did in 2017. Now, you could say, well, they went 0-16 that year. But that's not because Duke Johnson had 150 touches or whatever it was. I agree they do not make good use of him. And why that is, I cannot figure out.
Jeff Shadell joining us from the News Herald. So as you move forward here, and I think that if you look at what John Dorsey has done, it shouldn't surprise anybody that he took a shot on a guy. Should it? Because John has done that. He did it in Kansas City. He's done it here.
Right. And you know what? I asked him this in that press conference on Monday. I really believe that he thought that the Chicago Bears, because Nagy was their Bears head coach, Nagy was his offensive coordinator in Kansas City. I think that that John Dorsey thought this is a race to sign Kareem Hunt, and he'd rather be first than, if you're not first, you're last in that deal. So I think that's why he did what he did when he did it.
Do the Browns have the culture? Are they developing the culture that can support Kareem in this situation, Jeff?
I hope that they can. I mean, I think they are. I think if he's around players that can support him, coaches, they have young Freddie Kitchens. I'm not sure that he has the experience to do that. But we're going to have to see. He's going to have to do a lot of this on his own, for certain. But it comes down to, do you have faith that he could resurrect himself? And now, let's say, you got to say this, though. When he's going up to the plate with two strikes on him already, right?
Right.
One more mistake, and he's done for sure. There's no two ways about that. He cannot do anything close to that again.
Jeff, how do you think this decision went over when they discussed it with the Haslams, especially D? Because D's, well, you know, D's got on some committees with the NFL, and she knows that she's going to have to talk about this. So how do you think that went over when they had to be approached about it?
We asked directly, did you, in fact, it was Daryl, asked directly whether he, John Dorsey, approached D. Haslam. He would only say he talked to ownership.
Gotcha.
But I would have to say that she'd have to be on board with this for it to happen. I do not think, because she is a very powerful voice in that ownership. And I do not think they would have signed him without her blessing. So it is kind of strange to that she would have gone with this, but they must have convinced her that they can keep him on the right path.
Jeff Shadell joining us, covers the Browns for the News Herald. Jeff, Kareem Hunt's on board. We'll see what happens in free agency when it kicks up, and then you get into the draft. If you're John Dorsey and you're looking at a team that I don't think has any one major pressing need, Jeff, but might have some areas, yeah, it would be nice to beef this up. What are you looking at? What do you most want to improve on this football team for next year?
I definitely think the run defense has to improve. And Andy and I have talked about this, even in this text. I mean, the Browns gave up 4.7 yards a carry on the average last year. They have to get better defensively inside. And I think they really have to improve at linebacker. I'm not really thrilled with any of those guys. Jamie Collins, Christian Kirksey, they don't have one impact linebacker. And I think if they had that guy, that they would be a lot better defensively.
Jeff, what do you think about the rumblings going on in Pittsburgh right now with Antonio Brown? I know there are a lot of Browns fans that have said, man, can we get him? Is there any way to get him? I don't see them trading him to us. But I do think if there's a chance he goes into free agency or they release him, that there could be an option. What do you think?
Well, that would be – I'll tell you what, he could be a bigger character issue than Kareem Hunt. But I'll tell you what, to see him go long on passes from Baker Mayfield would really be fun. He would definitely improve that group. And I want to say just one more on Kareem Hunt. I think with Baker Mayfield throwing him the ball, I think that really opens up a lot for the receivers, because you'd have to pay attention to Kareem Hunt every time he would flare out to catch the ball. So I think there could be a lot of exciting things if he comes through like they hope he does.
And Jeff, everybody who has said to me, well, you already have Nick Chubb, you don't need Kareem Hunt. I'm sorry. You get a chance to get two really dynamic running backs on your team, you take it.
Right. And Freddie Kitchens is smart enough to find a way to get both those guys the ball, which we talked about a little bit earlier. I would be really surprised if they, assuming he's here, he would just assume for this conversation, he's here for 16 games. I would be shocked if he does not touch the ball more than Duke Johnson did.
Jeff Shadell joining us from the News Herald. Jay Glazier from Fox Sports coming out today and saying if he had his thought process right here, he thinks that the Giants will trade Odell Beckham Jr., Jeff. If he gets traded, how involved should the Browns be in those talks? The idea of Odell Beckham, think about that. Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb, Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry? That could be interesting. Would you, and what would you pay?
Well, they could. They would I give a first round pick for him? I don't know that I want to do that. Even though you only pick him 17, that would that'd be a tough negotiation. I don't think you'd trade any player because you're not going to trade Baker Mayfield, obviously. So I don't know what player they would want along with a draft pick. I would not trade two first round draft picks for him, Jeff. He's really good, but do you want to give up two first round draft picks for a receiver? That's a tough call.
You know, Jeff, the way I've always looked at that is the additional cost would be one because
you'd be
picking a player with the other pick anyway. So yeah. Would you give up one first round pick for a guy? And he's so now his injury situation does concern me. But he's so dynamic, man. Think about that. Baker Mayfield throwing to Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham, David Njoku, yeah. and the other guys who emerged, and you have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt potentially on the football field together. Wow.
Yeah, that would be exciting, and and you have to think about what some of the former coaches would be thinking if they had that. I mean, I think even Hugh Jackson would look like a good coach if he had all that talent.
Jeff Shadell, you can follow him on Twitter at JS Pro Insider. JS Pro Insider, correct, Jeff?
Yep.
All right.
Hey, I'm going to say one thing before. I don't know how much longer we have, but Trevor Bauer, I heard you guys talking about him.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I think he's really tightly wound. Let me just tell you one Trevor Bauer story.
Okay.
Last season, you know, the season going along, sometimes it gets tough to come up with a story idea. So I thought, hey, why do players wear the numbers they do?
Sure.
And some had interesting stories. Some was just the number they were assigned. But like Francisco Lindor wears his number because Robbie Alomar wrote it for it. And there were other stories like that. So I go up to Trevor Bauer and say, hey, Trevor, why do you wear 47? I'm just doing some little stories. It's personal. I'm not going to tell you.
What?
So, I said, you know, I'm not trying to unearth anything here. I'm just trying to do a story. I'm not going to tell you. So,
okay.
Yeah, right. That's exactly what I said. And so... I don't know for sure what the Indian said. I read his story. I read his quotes, and I contacted the Indians, and Bart Swain said that teams are not permitted to talk about what happens in arbitration. So,
but he is. He can talk about whatever he wants.
Yeah. So I just think he's a strange bird. But I tell you what, he can pitch.
He can.
Definitely can.
All right, Jeff. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, man.
All right, guys. See you later. Bye-bye.
Jeff Shadell covers the Browns for the News Herald, also covers the Cavs and the Indians for the News Herald.
Monsters.
Jeff's a man for all seasons. And you can follow him on Twitter at JS Pro Insider.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.